we want to turn to John chapter 13, and we want to read the first six verses. But we're going to be referring to a few verses in this particular passage, at least the first roughly 20 verses we're gonna make mention about, although we're not gonna read every verse in every verse by verse, but we are going to make mention. And so our title for our message tonight is Christ, Unchanging Love. Christ, Unchanging Love for His People. And so we want to just begin reading, and I hope tonight we can find help and encouragement tonight from our message. So verse 1 says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which is in the world, He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from the Father, and went to God. He rises from supper, and laid aside His garments, and took a towel, and girded Himself. After He had poured water into a basin, He began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them, and towel within Him was girded." And verse 6 says, "And then cometh He to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet?" And let me read verse 7. It says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do Thou knowest not now, but Thou shalt know hereafter." And so let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together, and we thank You for those that are here and those that are watching and those that will be watching. And Lord, we pray that we'll just get a small glimpse of Your love and how much You truly do love us and the fact that it's unchanging. And so, Father, I pray that You'll help us tonight. Bless our youth, bless the leaders, bless our church, bless those that aren't able to be here. And Lord, we just ask Your blessings, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse 7 strikes my attention when it says, when Jesus answers Peter, and He says, "What I do Thou knowest not now, but Thou shalt know hereafter." You know, there's some things that we simply don't know. And there's a lot of confusion. There's confusion about the love of Christ. And that confusion works in so many different ways. If you're talking to someone, or maybe you've experienced this yourself, if you're talking to someone and tell them how much Jesus loves them, and you tell them what Christ did on the cross, you might hear a response that's something like this: "How could someone love me because of maybe some of the things that I've done? Maybe my life's past or my life's history. And how could someone ever forgive me of those things?" And so there's struggles within a heart of a person when it comes to understanding the love of Christ and the fact that Christ accepts you as you are, and the fact it doesn't matter what you've done in your past as far as salvation is concerned, because Jesus Christ died for all, and that all can come to Him. And so if it was about our past, there would probably be some of us not here tonight, if it dealt with our past. But that is kind of a a right side thinking or a left side thinking, whichever side that you're on, as far as that thought, but totally opposite. You talk to someone and they've had a tragedy in their life and they wonder how in the world a loving God could allow something to happen. And so they struggle with that because it's a tragedy, especially if it happens to a child. And or if it's someone that's a loved one. Or maybe someone that is already a Christian and the Lord decides to take them home early. And so people struggle thinking to themselves, how can a loving God allow something like this to happen? And so, and then I'll give you a third thought in talking to people. And that is the world's condition. And we see the hatred, we see the animosity, we see the turmoil, we see the evil, and we see all these things all around us, whether it be locally, whether it be, in our nation or even in the world, and we see all the killing and we see all the abuse and we see all these things. And even someone would say, well, why don't God do something? If He's that loving, why don't God do something? But where the realization, or the lack of realization, maybe I should say, is the fact that God's already done something. And that is Jesus Christ. And the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for all men. And they don't realize that all of these things that we deal with in life's problems and in life's circumstances is none other than the depravity of man and the sin in man. And so when I read this verse that Peter is asking Christ as he's washing his feet, Peter's asking Christ, dost thou wash my feet? And then Jesus answers him and says, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And I believe that there's going to be things that we one day know that we don't understand now. And I believe that our focus is not on, and it's hard. It's hard for people. It's hard for people. And if you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you know that He loves you and that He died for you and that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, you better count your blessings every day because of the state that people are in and the lack of understanding. And there is a lack of understanding. And I was talking to someone sometime back or recently, and this individual made mention about all the different religions and about all the different thought processes. And they made mention, how do you really know what to believe? Because everyone is doing something different. And under the name religion, there's so much confusion. There's confusion because there's one belief that you do this and one belief that you do that and one belief that you need to follow this protocol and one belief that you need to do that. And so there's a lot of confusion, and the main thing that people are missing when it comes to religion is the fact that it's not about doing, but it's the fact that it's what's already been done. You see, Christ has already paid the price. And the realization is that we can't make ourselves any better, nor can we make ourselves any worse, because He loves us as we are. And that is the difference between what others, or one of the differences. We can spend time talking about the shed blood, and we can talk about redemption and all those things. But just for the sake of my point here, is the fact that all these other religions are all about what man can do and what man should do. And what we believe and what the Bible teaches that we believe is the fact that Christ has already done it and He's already paid the price, and all we have to do is have faith and believe it. It's not about actions as religion is. So I just don't like the word religion when someone talks about religion. I just simply like the word I'm saved by the grace of God, and not about religion. So when it comes to the love of Christ, it's confusing to people. It's confusing because there's a lack of understanding, because they're basing, when you talk about the love of Christ, they're basing it on this present world and this present circumstances. And we've mentioned it before, but circumstances change every day. I mean, we could go home tonight, and something, and I hope it doesn't happen, but we could go home tonight and something happened. Something could happen with someone we know or some, the point is, it's not based on our circumstances when it comes to what we have in Christ, but it's based upon Him and His presence and what He's already done, the love of Christ, and the fact that we have Him when trials do come, and when things do come, we have His presence and His comfort and His peace if we look to Him by faith. Amen. You see, that's the difference. And it's not about going to an individual, although you can go to someone and pray for them and ask them to pray for you and maybe get a little counsel. But let me tell you something. Our objective, or what we need to do, is go to Christ. Because of what He's done. So there's some confusion out there, and it's a very difficult time to minister to people. It's a very difficult time because there are time robbers out there. There are falsehoods out there. There are a lack of understanding, and there are so many people confused about the love of Christ. And so this evening, I want us to make mention that Christ's unchanging love for His people. And so when I saw that verse in verse 7, the reason I read it just a few moments ago, it's just simple the fact that there's going to be things in this life we don't understand, but we can trust Him even though we don't understand. Amen. And that is the love that He has for us. And although we may not understand, I can guarantee you that God makes no mistakes. God makes no mistakes. So I see this passage as a tremendous passage that illustrates the love of Christ and the fact that Christ's love is unchanging. The Bible says in verse 1 that He loved them unto the end. Now just briefly, and this is where we're going to make mention about a few things in this passage. Just briefly, I want to make mention of first that we see when we're referring to the love of Christ and when we're referring to the unchanging love of Christ, we first must see His actions. All right. When it comes to love, if you tell someone that you love them, then there needs to be some actions. There needs to be a heartfelt actions in the things that they're saying. Well, we can see the love of Christ simply by His willingness, in this passage, by His willingness to wash the disciples' feet. His willingness. And we see that in this passage. And we read it to you just a few moments ago. You see, He began to wash their feet. Now, this is Jesus washing their feet. Now, you know, if you talk about the situation and the time period, and the fact that the area that they were in, then you know, feet can get dirty. And he was literally taking them and he was washing them. Jesus was. And so I see his willingness to love them just as they are. His willingness to love them and to wash his disciples' feet just as they are. And then we see his teaching. We see the teaching of Jesus about servanthood. And we see that in verses 13 through 17. It says, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you that the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." You see the servanthood saying, if I've washed your feet, then you need to wash others. You need to accept others and encourage them and to minister to them. And we see that in the servanthood example that Christ gave. And that is none other than love. He loved them. And then we see in verses 17 and 18, the Bible says, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them." So there's a reason that he's doing it. And if you understand the servanthood, then you're happy to be a servant. You're happy to be a servant. And in verse 18 says, "I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. And he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me." So this is none other than Christ giving them knowledge of what's to come, knowledge of who he is, knowledge of the process here, knowledge of just how wonderful his love is. And so we see that knowledge and we have the scripture and we have the Holy Spirit that speaks to our heart as we read the scripture and we have that knowledge, and that knowledge helps us. It helps us grow in the love of Christ. You know, you can't expect a person that don't know Christ to understand the things that we as Christians might understand. You can't expect them. And so therefore, as you talk to them and as you minister to them, as you try to help them, you do more listening than you do pushing. You do more listening. You listen to them. You try to encourage them. You pray for them. And so there's knowledge and you see, he was giving them knowledge of what was to come, and the fact that he knew about Judas. He knew what was taking place. He knew what was about to happen. So there's knowledge. And then we see in verses 19 and 20, it says, "Now I tell you, before it come that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me." So I want to call that the testimony of Jesus, all referring to his unchanging love, the testimony of Jesus. And then we see simply the love of Jesus when the Bible says he loved them. He loved them. All these things reflect the unchanging love for his people. The unchanging love for his people. Our problems, our mistakes, our failures are all known by him. Everything in our life he knows. There's nothing that he doesn't know. and the fact that it doesn't cause him not to love us. It doesn't cease his love. And to me, for that I'm grateful. I'm grateful. You know, you start thinking about a person's past, and you start thinking about, I was talking to an individual about their past recently, and the person was telling me about some of the mistakes that they've made and some of those things, and you know, they made mention something to the fact, and I can't really word it just right, but they said, you know, my past, do you think anything different about me? And I said, no. I said, because your past is your past. And it's not who you are today. And you see, I think about the love of Christ. And the fact that no matter what a person's past is, He still loves them and He'll accept them like they are. You see, that's the wonderful thing about His unchanging love. Unfortunately, sometimes we as people make a mistake because we don't accept people. We don't accept them. And there's hurts along the way, and there's problems along the way, and there's difficulties along the way, and all these things. But let me tell you something. Every one of us, if truth be known, every one of us has some kind of a past that we're not happy about. And you can't judge my past with your past. And I can't judge your past with my past. And I can't judge anyone else's past with my past, because it's not a matter of levels, because the Bible says we've all sinned. And we've all come short of the glory of God. And so therefore He accepts us as we are, and that's that unconditional and that unchangeable love that we have in Christ. And if we can just somehow in our testimony, in our walk of life, in our daily life, if we can somehow or another try our best as believers to get folks to realize Jesus loves them. And that unchanging love, and it's not about, you know, and we can't explain tragedies. We don't have the ability to say this happened because, or this didn't happen because. All we can say is we don't understand. But God makes no mistakes. And that's the hope we have. But if we emphasize not on the tragedies or not on the things that's happening in the world, but if we emphasize the love of Christ and the fact that we have to point people to the cross, because that tells the story of just how much Jesus loves us. We have to point people to the cross. And the prime example, and one of my favorite passages of Scripture, is found in Luke 23, in the book of Luke, where the Christ is dying on the cross, and He's willing to change a thief's life, and the thief was guilty. And He says the words to the other thief, "We're here because of what we did. He's done nothing." And when He says the words, "Remember me," and Jesus says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That is the love that Christ has. That is the unchanging love that Christ has for you and for me. And so He don't cease to love us, but yet He gives us the opportunity to confess our sins, as the Bible says. He gives us the opportunity to tell Him our faults, because He knows them anyway. And He gives us the opportunity tell Him our failures, and we all have them. And He forgives us, and He still loves us, and He gives us hope. He gives us hope. And I want to read to you the hope that we have. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, that's the love. God commendeth His love toward us. That's that unchanging love that He has for us, that Jesus Christ died for us. But it doesn't stop there. But it talks about the security that a believer has. The security that a believer has. And that's found in Romans 8, 35. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then there's a list of things. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword with a question mark? Can any of these things separate us from the love of Christ? And verse 7 says, 38 says, and it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And the Bible says in verse 37, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. See, that's the security. And I'll finish that verse, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, that's the security. And so we that are saved, we that know Christ, we that have accepted Christ as our personal Savior, we have that security that the Bible tells us that nothing's going to separate us from that love. It doesn't mean we're going to understand everything. It doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean we're not going to have trials. And unfortunately, people think that if you say yes to Jesus, that all your problems are over. But we know that that's not true. We know that we're going to have problems. We know that we're going to have difficulties. The difference is that we have the adequate help to help us through them. That's what we have in Christ. That's the love that we have in Christ. You see, Christ has an unchanging love for His people. Has an unchanging love for His people. There are changes all around us. There are changes all around us. We see it in our own community. Our community is not what it used to be as far as the developments and all these things in our community. It's not what it used to be, and we all know that. And we're watching the community change just about minute by minute. But the love of Christ will never change. Never change. Things are happening all around us. Changes are being made by the hour, and you look at our world, you look at the condition of the things in our world, and you look at those things, but not the love of Christ. And we have stability and we have surety in Christ. We are sure, based upon what the Bible says, that the love of Christ is unchanging. You see, verse 1 talks about the believer and the description of the believer. We that are in Christ, we that know Christ, those that were following Christ, we have the description of a believer having loved His own. We are His own simply because of the love of Christ. We are His own, having loved His own. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price. He gave Himself for us, and He calls us His own. That should be thrilling to us. That should be thrilling to us. There's individuals that are living today that they are not pleased with their family tree, and their family trees made some mistakes, and their offsprings and all these things. But you see, we're not judged by that if you know Christ. Just like the song says, when He sees me, He sees the blood of the Lamb. You see, the description of the believer, of one that is loved, the believer that has accepted Christ, he loved his own. And then we think of the believer's present condition. And this kind of stood out to me. The Bible says, having loved his own which are in the world. That tells us that we're in this world. But thank God we're not of this world. That's a difference. We're in this world because this is where we are. This is where our resting place is currently. This is where we reside currently. But it's not our future. There are so many things that we can't control. But there are things that we can control. We can control our growth in Christ. You know, when you love something, then you're going to do everything that you can, whether it be a person or you know, well, let's just take a child, for instance. If you love your child, you're going to do everything, no matter how old they are, no matter how young they are, no matter what they've done, you're going to love them. And you're going to do everything you can to try to help them, and you're going to sacrifice for them because you love them. If we truly love Christ, then we're going to have a desire to grow. And there's going to be things that we can't do. There's going to be things, and there's different, you know, it's not about what you're doing, but it's simply about doing, growing in Christ, growing in that knowledge, spending time with Him, dedicating some time with Him. And then we can profess Christ to others. That's in this word. We can tell others just simply how much Jesus loves them. And then we can be a light. We can be the salt. We can be an example. And we can do our part of simply worshiping Him. Worshiping because of that unchanging love. Christ showed His love in this passage in so many ways as an example of others. I began this message with just, and I want to repeat what I said. His willingness to wash disciples' feet, His teaching about the servanthood, His knowledge about Him showing them, His knowledge of Judas, which He knows all things. We see His testimony, and we see the love of Christ demonstrated. Lastly, we must always remember, and it should be in the forefront, is the cross. If you don't have anything else to say to someone about the love of Christ, tell them about the cross. Tell them how much Jesus loved them and took their place. And we must be convinced in our hearts that if we were the only ones living, Christ would have went to the cross for each one of us. That's just how much He loved us. We may not understand everything in this life, and I wouldn't even begin to tell you that I even understand a fraction of it. But we can know, and we can have faith that Jesus loves you no matter what. He loves you no matter what. The Bible says, having loved His own which were in this world, He loved them unto the end. Thank God for the unchanging love that He has for His people. Thank the Lord.